From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Even when it comes to hardened big city police departments, Chicago's has had an especially bad year. Since last fall, there have been a staggering number of high-profile allegations of police abuse or corruption within the department. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports those charges are igniting old hostilities, spurring criminal investigations, and creating a political tug of war.
In Chicago, there have been so many police scandals in the past year or so that even people who pay close attention have trouble listing all of them.
I can try.
John Lovies, a Chicago lawyer who specializes in police misconduct lawsuits, and he starts with the first videotape beating.
A really large police officer just pounding on a much smaller woman.
That was the notorious video of a flannel-clad off-duty officer beating a female bartender after she refused to serve him more alcohol.
That one, and then there's some businessmen that got beat up by a group of off-duty police officers, and that too was on videotape.
As was a police officer who shot an unarmed man at a train station. Then there was the department's special operations section, a small elite group that prosecutors allege was running a criminal operation inside the police department.
Robbing people, kidnapping people, even murder for hire.
Last month, Lovey represented a man who said two police officers sodomized him with a screwdriver. A federal jury ruled in his favor, and the city will pay him $4 million. Add to that list a federal investigation into allegations of past police torture. Charges of police misconduct have divided Chicago for decades, usually along familiar lines of class and race. There have long been people who've said the department doesn't do enough to investigate, prevent, or punish abuse. The traditional response from many elected officials has been that there's bound to be a few bad apples.
There's been a kind of litany of cases of police abuse, which I think have jaundiced even those most sympathetic to our police officers.
Chicago Alderman Tony Preckwinkle is playing a key role in the latest battle over police misconduct, which has involved a power struggle at the highest levels of city government. It started in July when a federal judge said the public had a right to know about officers with a lot of excessive force complaints on their record. The city said at the very least it would give that information to aldermen. Preckwinkle asked for a list of officers with 10 or more complaints of excessive force.
We need to know who those officers are, and then we need to be able to look into the substance of it.
Preckwinkle says that list would provide a window into how tough the department is on misconduct. But even after the court said the officer's name should be released to the public, even after the city said it would give her those names.
The list was provided to us redacted, which just means that everything is the names of the officers are blacked out.
Now, 28 of the city's 50 aldermen are demanding a list with names, and they've pursued that fight in federal court. Their demands have pitted them against Chicago Mayor Richard Daley.
These are only allegations.
Speaking recently at an event on the city's northwest side, Mayor Daley argued the officer's name should remain confidential, and he criticized aldermen who are asking for them.
It's easy to criticize police. Kick them when they're down, kick them, keep kicking them, go home, see your name in the press. Fine. I guess that's what you do in life.
In response to recent scandals, Daley and the department have made reforms. They closed down the department's troubled special operations section and overhauled police procedures for investigating misconduct complaints. But recently, even top police brass told the city council that more would have to be done to repair the damage of the last year. Former Seattle police chief Norm Stamper studies police misconduct.
All the big cities do have those problems, and they've got those chapters in their history.
Stamper says in policing circles, Chicago's department has long been known for a culture that can breed abuse.
If you're asking for an outsider's observation about the reputation of the department, it is, in fact, a reputation of a toughness that leads to a take-no-prisoners mentality.
Even when compared to other big city departments like New York or L.A.?
I believe so.
Improving that reputation will be a challenge for whoever takes over the Chicago Police Department. Over the summer, the department's superintendent stepped down amid all the scandals, and the job's been open ever since. Officials closed the application process yesterday. As it often is in Chicago, the final choice will be up to Mayor Richard Daley. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in Chicago.